6 today.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us for another edition of Auto World, another hour. We very much appreciate it. In this hour of the broadcast, John Hotchkiss will be sliding on up to the microphone. John is the president and CEO of a company called Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss Sports Suspension. John's an ex-race car driver and a very interesting guy with a great company. So whether you have a brand new car or whether you have a classic muscle car, that's what he really likes to specialize in, taking those old muscle cars and putting new suspension pieces in and kind of bringing them up to modern technology. But he's a real car guy, and we're going to have him on today. As a matter of fact, we're going to have him on every month from now on. And hour number two of the broadcast will be joined by our news editor, Jeff Bressler, with a Motorsports Report. And also in hour number two, we're going to be joined by a legendary race car driver. If you're into automotive history and racing history, the name Bob Bondurant should ring a bell. Bob is considered one of the greatest automobile racers of all time, making his mark driving Corvettes and driving for Carroll Shelby, driving for Ferrari. He's a really interesting guy, and he started a school just outside of Phoenix, Arizona, more than 25 years ago, at least that. I think it's more than 30 years ago. We'll have to ask him. Teaching folks high-performance driving, and it's doing really, really well. We'll hear some cool stories from Bob Bondurant in hour number two of the program. If you're going to be with us on a few of these Auto World radio stations, everybody listening in Iowa on KXEL and other stations like that, you'll hear our third-hour guest, and the third-hour guest is going to be Dave Kenny from Haggerty's Cars That Matter, the expert when it comes to pricing of classic cars. So lots of classic car talk and racing talk here on the program. But we begin with a quick look at the news. And this news report is brought to you by the folks at Stayville. When you store, start with Stayville. It's America's number one fuel stabilizer. For more information, visit www.goldeagle.com. Well, next up on the automotive agenda for new vehicles is the Detroit Auto Show. But before we talk about that, which is going to be happening in the month of January, I figured today would be a good opportunity to do a continued wrap-up of the recently concluded L.A. Auto Show, the media days. There are four big North American auto shows for the journalists in which the new cars are introduced in either concept form or production form. And those are, just to give you a little lesson here, Los Angeles, which now occurs in either late November or early December. Detroit, which used to be the king of them all, but with all the troubles in the Motor City, it's slipping a little bit, but we'll be in Detroit for the North American show a little after the first of the year. In February, the spotlight turns to Chicago for the Chicago International Auto Show, and then this year, it's always in the spring, this year it happens to be in late March, early April for the media, opening to the public in April. It's the New York International Auto Show. These are the four venues here in this country in which the car companies roll out the goods for the media folks. There are four international shows as well. But let me tell you about some of the highlights of the recently concluded Los Angeles International Auto Show. Lots of important unveils. Let's talk about some of the important Japanese unveils and Korean unveils. Toyota showed off a plug-in concept version of their Prius. Lots of Prius owners have been hankering for this, a model which would allow them to run it exclusively on electric power, and Toyota's going to do it. They're showing it in concept form, which means the production version is not that far away. Toyota also showed off a reincarnated version of their very popular minivan, the Sienna. It's considered all new I personally haven't had a chance to check out this vehicle, but I understand it's significantly updated and once again, probably the leader of the minivan class. From the Korean automakers, the folks at Hyundai made some big news with a new Sonata. They did very well with the last generation Sonata, and they have improved the styling even more in the 2010 rendition, and we'll see that in showrooms in the not-too-distant future. From its sibling Kia comes the new Sorento sport utility vehicle. It's all new, kind of looks Scandinavian. My colleague at Motor Trend, Matt Stone, was saying to me a little bit earlier today, it kind of looks like what the Saab 9-7 should have looked like. It's a very almost Scandinavian in appearance, but it's from the Korean manufacturer Kia, which, by the way, has a new director of design who came actually from the German automaker Audi. So, again, the automotive world is growing smaller and smaller as you have many different things happening from different continents colliding, so to speak. From other Japanese manufacturers, Infiniti and Nissan didn't have a booth at the show. They didn't have display at the LA Auto Show. Shocked a lot of people, but they did have an event for the media in which they unveiled finally the production version of the all new 2010 M series, which is the top of the line now for the Infiniti brand. There'll be both a six-cylinder and eight-cylinder variant, all-wheel drive variant as well. It's better looking, no question about it, than the model it's replacing. Interiors also, lots of bells and whistles, and Infiniti appears to continue to be on a roll. From Lexus, well, this car has been rumored for years. I've talked about it here on the broadcast, and it is, in fact, a reality. A supercar from the Lexus brand. That's right. It's called the LFA. They first started working on this car 6 or 7 years ago, and it was shelved a number of times and then put back on track and then shelved again and then put back on track. But it's officially a go. It's V10 powered. It's rear wheel drive. And the thing that makes it unique, like some of the exotic vehicles in recent years, like the Mercedes SLR, it's entirely made of composite materials. It's made of carbon fiber and other composites. There's no metal or aluminum in the bodywork. It is very expensive. They're talking $350,000 for this car. It is a very futuristic cockpit. Lots of people are scratching their heads saying, you know, why now? And the most recent update on this vehicle is that they're going to lease it, which surprises me. But I think either that means that they're a little bit worried. They're only building 500. They're a little bit worried about the sales of this, so they want to tap into those high-end executives who can write it off as a tax write-off, and they want the latest and greatest. And the engine, I understand, is a beast. However, the transmission is a little bit dated. It's not a dual-clutch automatic design. It's a single-clutch automatic design. Yet, probably the coolest feature, and I looked at this car up close and personal, is its exhaust. It's got three exhaust pipes coming out of the center back of the car. Very futuristic indeed. Mercedes, turning to the German manufacturers here momentarily, showed off their new Halo car, and surprisingly enough, it's a lot cheaper, still extraordinarily expensive, than their last Halo car, the SLR, which sold for more than $400,000, again, made of those composite materials, carbon fiber, etc. The new one is all aluminum, and it's a throwback to the 1950s, if you can imagine. If you're familiar with the original Gullwing Mercedes from 1955, the 300 SL, imagine that car reincarnated for model year 2010, and that's what you've got in the SLS, powered by a very potent eight-cylinder engine, rear-wheel drive, true Gullwing, beautiful interior, incredible transmission. I wish I could afford one. From domestic manufacturers, Ford, in my opinion, probably made the biggest splash there. A new V6 engine for the Mustang, 305 horsepower, 30 miles to the gallon. They have matched the Camaro. This is Auto World.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on the road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
are you pouring in our car?
This is Stabil Fuel Stabilizer. It's good for our old hot rod, so I add it to the tank every time we fill up.
Why?
Well, Stabil prevents something bad called corrosion. It's caused by ethanol in the gas, and it won't let fuel gum up the engine.
But why?
So it'll start up every time and run smoother.
But why, Daddy?
Why? So I can take you for your favorite ice cream.
Yay, Hot Fudge Sunday!
When you store and when you fill up. Start with Stabil.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take, like, months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for the natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring out a unique flavor that make this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
Wow! All I can say is wow! Times are changing fast. Scary needles. Laws changing until pretty soon it'll be against the law to grow a tomato plant. How does this fit into healthcare? I'm not sure, but I am sure that Life Change Tea will give attention to your health. Good health. Join the many that have made the change just by drinking our all-natural tea. Lose weight, detoxify, and get energy. Call now at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. It doesn't come any easier. Getthetea.com. Oh, yeah, and right now is our semi-annual special underway. It won't last long, so order now while you still can. Order at getthetea.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
He said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard this?
Yes, indeed. Welcome back. Thank you very much for joining us each and every week at this time. My name is Bob Long, and coming up in hour number two of the program, A Real Treat, we're going to be joined by legendary racer Bob Bondurant, and we're going to have lots of fun with him. We're also going to have lots of fun with our very special guest in this hour. This gentleman is the president and CEO of Hotchkiss Performance. I had the pleasure of seeing him in person out at the SEMA show and recently at the L.A. International Auto Show. He's a racer also. He's the one and only Mr. John Hotchkiss. John, how you doing?
Fine, Bob. How fine, Bob. How are you?
I'm doing very good. Excellent. So what'd you think of the L.A. show? You were out there walking around, and we both got a chance to say hello to Adam Carolla, which was fun.
Oh, I thought it was great. It's a crazy time for the car world, because the manufacturers are coming out with smaller cars, more efficient cars, and then you see the big Lexus LFA and cars like that. So, you know, there's just a whole gamut of different cars to choose from.
Absolutely. Kind of something for everybody. And, you know, the LA show was definitely evident of that with the introduction of those supercars there, as you mentioned, from Lexus, as well as that Mercedes SLS. And Ford, of course, showing off their new V6 power plant for the Mustang, 305 horsepower, and around the bend is the 8-cylinder version of that. And then you've got all the green stuff and some really wacky concept cars. I was doing so much radio, John, I didn't get a chance to see a lot of these cars. But did you see this concept vehicle? I believe it was from Honda, called the Peanut. Everybody keeps talking about this. It was really tiny. Did you check that one out?
I sure did, and that's a friend of mine, actually from Art Center, Dave Merrick, is head of the design group. And what a car! But you know, there's the you on one end you have kind of Fisker and Tesla, the Chevy Volt, you know, bigger hybrids. Then you have that Peanut, and then the BMW Vision.
Yeah.
You know, which, so that it's so cool that they're doing high electric, it looks like electric diesel, you know, electric engine with a diesel power plant too is just the way to go. And how about the Volkswagen, the Uplight, 1,532 yeah. pounds? Pretty cool.
Absolutely. And, you know, when you stop and think about down the road performance-wise, as the manufacturers get a little bit better with bringing to market lighter weight vehicles. I mean, you're a racer. It's all about power to weight ratio. So if we see these production vehicles on the road in the not too distant future, it's going to be a great opportunity for the aftermarket to really shine as well.
Oh, it will. And I really, for the last 20 years, I've always thought if we could just downsize all our vehicles at once, and so that they all become much more lightweight and efficient, you know, then we would have really great cars to drive. You know, the handling would be better, the stopping, the power, everything would be so much better. And I thought that especially Volkswagen with their Uplight had just the right, their vision was just terrific, with a lot of carbon fiber, really low drag coefficient, minimalist interior, but still comfortable. And you even see Porsche talking about making their cars lighter as well. So I think that we're really heading in a great direction with future vehicles.
Absolutely. And, of course, you were out at the SEMA Extravaganza as well and had an incredible booth out there. Tell our listeners all about some of the cool products that you introduced out there at SEMA and the very special vehicles that were on the show floor in the Hotchkiss booth in Las Vegas.
Oh, well, boy, I mean, I'll start with that. We were so honored to have the world debut of the Lingenfelter 2010 Camaro with the supercharger and all the incredible bodywork and all the incredible things that legendary Lingenfelter design and engineering has come up with. And John Lingenfelter was a good friend when I started my company and gave me lots of advice and sold parts through their company in Decatur, Indiana, and now to come full circle and have the debut of their really cool Camaro in our booth was great. And we did all the suspension for that, the springs, chassis brace, and the sway bars. And then use them. They're producing over 600 and 700 horsepower in the different versions. So using those cars or test bed was just a great opportunity.
Absolutely. Let's talk a little bit about some of the vehicles that you're working with, some of the new vehicles. And why don't we start with the Camaro? Because, I mean, so many folks are so excited about the return of the Camaro, the 2010, and many dealerships have been sold out. GM has had a big hit with it. And certainly for you, and I know the folks at Motor Trend, you know, we've done a lot of testing on the vehicle, and in some areas the suspension really isn't sorted out, and I know you've come up with some real fantastic solutions for that problem.
you know, we have, and it was amazing, it seemed, the fact that that I think Ford was the vehicle to show, but there were Camaros everywhere. And last year, the Camaro was the vehicle to show, but there weren't any. So this was certainly the year of the tuned Camaro. And what we did is, and as all cars, whether it's the new Dodge Challenger, Magnum, new Camaro, and so on, you know, anything can be improved from the manufacturer. So we really look to zero in at the handling balance, make it so that it's more reactive, turns in more quickly, works better on a track or your favorite road. So we do that with balanced sway bars, geometry corrected, suspension pieces, springs, chassis bracing, and more.
Excellent. And explain a little bit to our listeners about, you know, the kind of differences that can make. Because it really, I mean, from a performance perspective as well as from a feel perspective, just those minor adjustments can really yield huge differences.
Huge differences. And it's, what are people doing now? They're going to racetracks. They're really enjoying driving their car. We're seeing the whole transformation from the car show where you drive at a car show and the thing that everybody would do, be thousands of cars, and they'd pull to a stop on the lawn and bring out their lawn chairs and just look at their car all weekend. Well, now it's, hey, let's go autocross. Let's get on the track. And it's hard booking time on a racetrack during the summer because there's so many people who want to drive their cars. And there are now the Autobahn Country Clubs, and there's, I think, a new one near Denver. You know, and there's the Pahrump, Nevada. There's, you know, their courses, their tracks all over just cater to people who want to drive their cars. And in that fashion, we then make a new car or an old car as well, handle better and just more confident, inspiring, and more stable. Just a better all over package for driving.
Absolutely. John Hotchkiss is with us from Hotchkiss Performance. If anybody has a question, they can call in anytime at our toll-free number, or they can send us an email at bob@autoworldradio.com. And, John, before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out the official website for Hotchkiss?
Oh, definitely. It's Hotchkiss.net. Hotchkiss.net.
When we come back from the upcoming break, we'll talk to John about his racing career and some more about turning your classic car into a modern car. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Are you waking up at night for bathroom trips? I'm Jonathan Greenhut, president of New Vitality. This year, we sent out thousands of free bottles of Beta Prostate, the natural supplement for men. But some of you still haven't called for your free bottle. As we go into the new year, make the resolution to support your prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow, and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. This free offer is for a limited time, and once it's gone, it's gone. Start the year right. Dial 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Dial 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
I guess I should know.
Yes, indeed. We are back, and we thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. John Hotchkiss is with us from Hotchkiss Performance, and we're going to throw a trivia question in a moment and, of course, invite any of you to call in and say hello to John. John, tell us a little bit about your racing history. I always love hearing this, and we always have new listeners joining us each and every week. So tell us a little bit about how you got your start, and tell us about all the different series that you ran in, and maybe some of the favorite tracks that you've had the opportunity to drive on.
Absolutely. Well, I understand you'll have Bob Bonvon on your program.
We're going to have him in hour number two.
Well, that's where I started, and right at his driving school. And for high school graduation, I was lucky enough to talk to my driving course, and actually I was previously, but that was a Bonvon trivia for you too as well.
Oh, that's great. You got some Bonvon trivia that we can throw out there?
He started his driving school at Orange County International Raceway, the famous drag strip in Orange County, California.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't realize that. So he hasn't been in Phoenix the whole time then.
And then he went to Ontario Motor Speedway.
Wow. I just love hearing Bob's stories. I mean, he really, he's such a colorful character.
He sure is. Terrific guy.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about from there. Tell us about different series that you ran in and some of the tracks. And you not only raced here in North America, but, John, you raced around the world.
Oh, I was so lucky. I raced all over the U.S. I did Formula Ford. I did some Trans Am did IMSA, GTO, GTU, raced an IMSA GTP, raced at 24 hours of Le Mans, did Daytona and Sebring numerous times, and did the England, raced in England in Formula 3. So really driven most every type of road race car, and is very lucky to be able to have a good racing career.
Absolutely, and you're still doing a little bit of racing. I know you had some health battles last year, and thank God you're doing great now. But recently I know you participated in a race, and you did quite well.
Oh, that was so great. I was invited by Cameron Evans of Redline Oil and Mark Stilo. He's a GM ride engineer. He's one of the best drivers. He'd be on their team for the Wabba Park go-kart race. We started 11th and against a huge amount of, I think there were 15 teams, three drivers each. And we won the race against all the big SEMA heavyweights, and it was a fantastic way to get back to the track. And it was an incredible experience.
It sounds like, yeah, lots of fun. And what a great way to return to the track, John. You can't do any better than that.
Oh, it was so much fun. I mean, there were all the guys from Mothers, Waxes, all the Comp Cams people. There were people from MSD and you name it. They were racing. And we did an hour and a half indoor kart race. So about every 10 minutes, 15 minutes, you'd have a driver change. It just worked out really well. We had really good, two other drivers were very quick, and so we had a great team and flawless pit stops, and it was really fun. And we actually won some prize money, and the two other drivers, Mark and Cameron, we donated our winnings to my favorite cancer group, which is the Sarcoma Alliance. So it was a fun race and a great end to it all.
Absolutely. Our telephone number is 1-800-259-9231. If anybody has a question for John Hotchkiss from Hotchkiss Performance, and we'll throw out a trivia question. We'll make it a racing trivia question. We'll make it a Indy 500 question. Who was the first woman to drive at the Indianapolis 500? That's the question, 800-259-9231. Whoever comes up with the answer, we're going to throw you in the hat for the big prize drawing, which hopefully will be happening next week with our friends at Busted Knuckle Garage. And we'll see if we can get the big guy there himself, Warren Tracy, the owner of the garage, to come in and pull the winner out of the hat. And we'll do that. If you can call in right now and tell the gentleman producing tonight, as usual, Matt at our Master Control Studios, 800-259-9231. Who was the first female to participate in the Indianapolis 500? Let's talk, John, a little bit about the Challenger. You've been doing a lot of Mopar stuff lately, and including stuff on the current Challenger, which I spent some time in recently for a week. I had an SRT8 and was quite impressed with it, but it's not the greatest. It's a great kind of highway car, but, you know, it's a big car, and when you get it on the twisties, it isn't that great. So I can fully understand why you're offering a suspension package for this car.
Well, it is so true, and it's great. As we've talked before, it's awesome that the American manufacturers come back with a pony car, so to speak, the V8, rear drive, just so much fun. And now with independent suspension and better electronics and all the state-of-the-art components make just fantastic cars. But you're right, in the handling department there, I think the ride engineers were kind of confused between should we make it soft and comfortable or should we make it more sports car-like. And for many owners, they want to really put the sport in these cars, and that's what we do. And we increase the spring rate, change the handling balance, and really make it much more fun to drive. And we're really glad that the manufacturers leave a little bit on the table for us.
Absolutely. And this, of course, is Christmas time, holiday season, and you've got lots of stuff available at Hotchkiss.net that would make an ideal Christmas gift for oneself, or if a spouse is listening and would love to help out their significant other and give them a wonderful Christmas present or holiday present, tell us about some of those wonderful packages that, you have available.
Oh, absolutely, Bob. Well, not only we have the spring and sway bar packages we call Stage 1 upgrade packages for new Camaro, Challenger, Magnum, all the domestic cars. We also go back to really all years of Camaros from 67 to 69, 70 to 81, and then the third and fourth gen cars. So we do springs, sway bars, chassis braces, complete packages. We call our TVS, Total Vehicle System packages. We're really heavily getting into the Mopar side. We're autocrossing our Challenger, having that, doing a lot of testing with that. So we have, CUDA Challenger suspension packages. Now we're off at SEMA. We introduced our A-body, which is Demon and Duster. The suspension packages for those, including geometry corrected A-arms. So just imagine turning the car upside down and take all the suspension off and replacing it with a geometry corrected great product. And there you have it. That's what we do.
Excellent. 1-800-259-9231. Was still looking for the correct answer. We've had a number of incorrect answers here on the first woman to drive at the Indianapolis 500. It was a big deal back then. Now, since then, there's been a number of women, but we're looking for that original woman. 800-259-9231. Of course, John.
Hey, Bob.
Yep.
Can I ask who her sponsor? Didn't I say that?
Sure.
Was it Texaco?
I believe it was, yeah. So let's see if that rings a bell with somebody. We'll come back on the other side. 800-259-9231. More with John Hotchkiss. Some holiday gift ideas for you and much more. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
This is the Duke of Springfield calling to insure my large collection of vintage cars.
Well, Your Highness, Haggerty can save you up to 40% on yearly premiums and give you the finest policy.
Ah, the royal treatment.
Actually, we do this for everyone, even regular guys with just one classic.
So, I don't need the fake accent?
You're not a real Duke?
Actually, Duke Kowalski of Springfield.
Uh-huh.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit us at Haggerty.com.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique, one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today, 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful full-color catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-948-5090. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-948-5091. That's 1-800-948-5091. 1-800-948-5091.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're looking for the first female to drive in the Indianapolis 500. Our telephone number is 800-259-9231. John Hotchkiss, our very special guest. He's going to be joining us monthly here, kind of kicking off a monthly segment with John. And every month we'll talk about different topics. This time we're kind of doing a general overview and talking about some great holiday gift ideas from Hotchkiss Performance, Hotchkiss.net. And John, we may have a winner on the line here. Let's check out. Let's go to Iowa, listening on KXEL. Say hello to Dennis. Dennis, thanks for calling in. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, guys.
What do you think? Can you tell us who was the first female to drive in the Indianapolis 500?
Yeah, I'll give it a shot. How about Janet Guthrie?
Well, how do you like that, John?
Boy, I'm telling you, that's a
good. And I'm not even a race guy.
very good.
She was certainly ahead of her time and quite a competitor back then.
Absolutely. The year was 1977, so it was a while back. So congratulations, Dennis. We're going to throw you in the running here for the big drawing for the prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. What are you driving these days? What's your daily driver, and what's your favorite new car and classic car?
Oh, man. I'm driving a Ford Explorer right now.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, a classic car, I guess I can call it a classic. It was in my time. I had a 1969 Chevrolet Camaro Pace car.
Oh, wow. That
yeah.
would be worth a lot of money today. I'm sure you're aware.
It sure
of that.
Would be.
Oh, that's great. Excellent.
But, Bob, I have to tell you, I had a boat that matched it identically.
Oh, no. You're kidding. Wow.
No, it was a boat made down in Texas. It was a Glastron boat, and it was white with the orange racing stripes, with the orange and black house to check interior. Somebody thought I had a custom made to match the car, and I said, no, not at all. I said, I didn't live very far from a boat place, and I went down there one day and just happened to see it, and I was kind of a youngster at that time, and I told my dad, I said, Dad, I got to buy this boat. It matches the car. And he says, you've got to be kidding me. And he went down, and he says, that would look good. And, boy, I'd get looks when I went to the lakes.
What a great story. Hey, John, how do you like that story?
Oh, my God. And, I hate to ask, but I'm so curious as to why you sold it. The car, that is.
Well, you know what? It's kind of a bad story. I had it parked out in front of my mom and dad's house. And somebody was under the influence of alcohol and drugs, hit it head on, and just crushed it. I did get it fixed, but the body man said it will never be the same.
Mm.
And I ended up selling it. I sold it for twice as much as I paid for it, which, you know, that was a good deal for me. But it was not going to be the same car.
Wow.
Right. And that happens so many times. You know, you have your favorite car and something like that happens, and you're right, you just have to get rid of it. But, what a story. That's and to have a matching boat, that's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Yeah, it was pretty neat.
Well, Dennis, hang on for Matt. We'll make sure we got all your information, name, address, telephone number, all that good stuff, and we'll put you in the running. And be sure to check out John's website when you get a chance. John, remind him the official web destination.
Absolutely. Dennis, if you ever get another Camaro or anything that's fun to drive, chances are we make suspension for it. You go to www.hotchkiss.net. It's HOTCHKIS.net.
He's got some cool videos there you can check out, too. Thanks so much, Dennis, for calling in and being such a knowledgeable guy.
Thanks, guys.
John,
thank you.
That certainly is a car that, boy, is not only worth a lot of money, but there's a prime example of, you know, a lot of the work that you're doing these days. You're bringing those classic muscle cars, those classic rides from the 60s and 70s, and you're equipping them with the modern technology. Explain to our listeners a little bit about what you do with these vehicles.
Well, absolutely. Just to back up a little bit, what's just amazing is the audience for American muscle cars is getting younger, and of course we have the baby boomers, but even now owners in their teens, 20s, and early 30s are getting involved. Now the Fast and Furious movies went from all Japanese sport compacts to the last one was a muscle car movie, and certainly the Chevelle was one of the stars. So that is terrific. Well, with the fact that people are driving, you know, as we always say, a normal minivan will handle better than a 60s muscle car. And so we take the approach of looking at all the suspension on it, whether it's a Chevelle or a Cuda or Challenger, now a Demon, Duster, and so on. We take the fact that you have four contact patches of rubber. So how do you make those tires work the very best? Well, that's re-engineering the suspension, changing the balance of the car, and with sway bars, with coil springs, shocks, trailing arms, A-arms, pretty anything that's underneath, we replace it with modern technology.
And as you mentioned before, you like to do the complete package, the TVS system, and these systems can just totally transform an older muscle car and turn it into, you know, a real runner with some vehicles today that, you know, cost just huge bucks.
Well, it's funny. We gave our Challenger to 70 Challenger to the guys at Autoblog, and Autoblog is really one of the fastest growing places for automotive news, and they do Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Porsches and really high end cars. They love to get their hands on something really cool like that, Bugatti Veyron and so on. And so we gave a couple of the guys our Challenger, and they said it attracted more attention than latest Lamborghini. So, no matter who you are, everybody has really a soft spot for an old muscle car. And so if we can make those handle like new ones, and they're so expensive now, you don't just buy a cheap muscle car anymore. It's a real proposition to get into it. So might as well buy the best stuff. And that's what we do. We try to make the very best suspension packages to make those work correctly.
And for everybody looking for great holiday gift ideas, you've got the Hotchkiss accessories, which include billet hood pins. You've got some cool apparel and quality hardware stuff. And I noticed on your homepage you've got a garage sale going on as well.
We do. You know, we have some overstocks and some blemished parts and so on. So whenever we have a little bit of excess inventory, we try to give everybody the best price possible on that, and that's what we're doing with those. And we're selling, you mentioned the billet, the hood pins, those are selling very, very well. You'll see some more accessories from us, more chassis bracing like our handlebars, which is our subframe brace that goes in the engine compartment of a first-gen Camaro, first and second. So we're doing some appearance products and as well as the suspension.
And you can shop online at Hotchkiss.net, and you also have a toll-free number. What is that, John?
Oh, that's it's 877-4-NO-ROLL. But if you go to our website, you can see all the contact information. It's just easy to find. When we do, and you talked about videos, we're doing testing videos and installation videos. So the video side of it has really gotten very, very interesting. And if we can tell a good story in a couple of minutes, then we've done our job.
Absolutely. And recently you've done a bunch of media appearances, including with Adam Carolla and Jay Leno. How was it like hanging with Jay?
Oh, Bobby, it was absolutely incredible. You know, I've seen Jay at different car clubs and different events in Southern California, and he always brings some just amazing car or a jet motorcycle or whatever he's bringing. But the fact that we had the chance to visit him at his garage, take our Challenger down there, because he has a 70 Challenger that's Hemi-powered, and he restored it all, and he drove it, and he said, "Ah, this thing handles like an old muscle car, not well." So we got an entree into his garage. He drove our car and just had the most incredible time driving with him, and he was impressed. So we presented him with a complete suspension package, and in about a month, that'll go on his car.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to keep us posted on that. In the meantime, Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and Happy New Year to you, John. We'll talk to you again in another month.
Bob, I really appreciate it, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to you, and it's always a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely. Right back to you, my friend. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.